When I started the Lunduke Journal, I had a pretty good idea of what I wanted to do and of how I wanted to do it. But I had no idea, no clue at the number of obstacles and challenges that would be thrown in my way as I tried to accomplish the seemingly obvious task of reporting new and interesting tech news. No idea. And I had no clue of how absolutely critical and important this work would become. No idea. I wrote a very small article here. I'm going to read this here because I wanted everyone to understand and get a little inside glimpse at those challenges, at those obstacles, at those adversaries, so that you all knew what we were up against. Because it's kind of crazy. I'm going to read this to you now. And I've got some additional thoughts I'd like to give you as well along the way. The work of the Lunduke Journal brings me a tremendous amount of joy. That's an understatement. I absolutely love what I do. The shows, the articles, the comics, all of it. I love it. But I would be lying if I said the challenges were not at times more than a little daunting. When every other prominent tech news outlet is already struggling to stay in business, I decide to make it even harder by swimming upstream. I turn down every penny of advertising and sponsorship offered so that the Lunduke Journal can always report the truth. The traditional most used avenue for funding a publication gone. Poof. Bye-bye. Oh, my heavens. That alone would be enough of a challenge. That alone would be enough to break any normal mortal publisher. But it does not end there. Big tech outlets fear my reporting. And for obvious reasons. Very, very obvious reasons. Just to give you a quick glance at exactly what I'm talking about here. I wrote a short article with a seemingly sensationalist headline of stories mainstream tech media won't talk about. But it's true. It's true. I just gave you a list of tech stories, important tech stories, that most tech media is terrified to cover. When we dive into the financial records of Mozilla and Wikimedia and the Linux Foundation and point out discrepancies and very, very strange spending and very strange business practices, we're the only ones that do it. And the reason is simple, because if an outlet reports these things, they lose those foundations as friends, as comrades, as allies. They no longer have access to those organizations and the executives within them, and they lose any potential ad dollars that go along with it. Likewise, there's crazy stuff, crazy, crazy, crazy stuff happening in big tech companies. Some of it gets incredibly political. Some of it is just bizarre. And the Lunduke Journal reports on those things. And all of those things really, really make those big tech companies mad. And if an outlet reports on these things, sometimes they're political things, sometimes they're just weird, those outlets lose the ad dollars, the sponsorship dollars, and the access to those big tech companies, which would almost overnight put them all out of business. It's wild. So many tech firms now have a hard, this is serious, this is ridiculous, no talking to Lunduke policy for their public relations, marketing, and executive teams. This is not a joke. I know of several companies that have had meetings, big meetings, where just to strategize about how to, quote, deal with Lunduke. Now, while I have a loyal network of internal sources at most of these companies, which is how I know about all sorts of things, not just what I just mentioned, but all of the many leaks from IBM and Red Hat and on and on and on that I've been publishing over the last several months. Not being able to talk directly and openly with their PR teams at these companies presents a significant challenge. That is how most tech press works. We have questions. We reach out to the PR teams at IBM or Microsoft or Amazon or whoever, and we can begin talking with them. We can get quotes from them, from their executive teams. We can get questions answered. They are who we interface with. But these companies have a very hard rule. Do not, under any circumstances, respond to Lunduk. Now, along those same lines, many companies have exerted pressure. It gets ridiculous. Have exerted pressure on other organizations, encouraging them to not work with me. That's right. Conferences, YouTubers, podcasters have all been leaned on heavily by multiple tech companies to not publicly interact with me and the stories I report at the Lunduk Journal. They are all of them at risk of losing valuable and much needed sponsorship dollars if they were to say, book me on their shows or give me a keynote slot at their conference, something which would otherwise be a noteworthy boost to attendance for them and hence a no-brainer. I mean, shoot. There are several conferences in the United States, I can think of a couple right off the top of my head, where putting me on the main stage has resulted in a significant boost to attendance at the overall conference. And I'll have had the largest attendance of any presentation, keynote, etc. in not just their current conference, but sometimes in their history. And that's not to say I'm Mr. Fancy Pants. But I draw people in at these conferences, for better or worse. And just the same, these conferences, which would otherwise say, yeah, of course, Lunduk, come on in, do a big show, draw in a whole bunch of people, it'll give a boost to everybody else, so everyone wins. A rising tide raises all ships. It's my motto. It's one of my mottos. But when they start talking about including me and putting me on a keynote and putting me on the main stage, inevitably, people start talking about boycotts. And when I say people, I mean big tech companies, major tech foundations, sponsors of those shows. The companies that put their dollars down say, no, we will pull our ad dollars. We will not go to your show if the keynote is Lunduk. Yeah, this doesn't just happen once. This happens over and over again. It's kind of intense. Many of my personal friends are podcasters and YouTubers, and we talk behind the scenes about the craziness of the stories that I put out there, that I write and that I record, and how it is absolutely wild, and how, in many cases, they wish they could cover it. But they know the moment they do, they lose sponsorship, they lose ad dollars, and they get attacked rather viciously. Which brings me to this little topic. Leadership of open source projects are under heavy pressure by political extremists to not interact with the Lunduk Journal in any way. Interviews and even answering simple questions are met with threats of multiple kinds from these extremists. And not wanting to risk the success and stability of their projects, many open source leaders simply capitulate. It's a good word, capitulate. They give in to the extremist demands. They simply stop talking to me. They stop answering questions to the Lunduk Journal. They won't come on the Lunduk Journal shows, because if they do, the political extremists attack them, the big tech companies attack them, the tech foundations attack them. It gets rather intense. And again, if it stopped there, doggy, that would be enough. That would be more than enough problems. That would be enough to make my brain ooze out of my ears and make my head explode, scanners style. But it continues. Because those same political extremists, along with representatives from many tech firms, are dedicated to silencing me in as many ways as they can. Often, this means simple censorship of the Lunduk Journal stories. Almost always deleted and banned across forums, Hacker News, Reddit, and many other sites. I post something, it gets flagged and gets deleted. It doesn't matter if it's a news story about a new release of NetBSD. Doesn't matter. It gets flagged, it gets deleted, because my name is there. Because the words, the Lunduk Journal, are there. And it is dangerous to have it there. Those same... In other cases, there are, reading is hard. In other cases, there are groups who scour the web for posts which mention or link to the Lunduke Journal articles or videos, and when found, these groups will contact the author who mentioned the word Lunduke. All you have to do is mention the word Lunduke, link to a Lunduke Journal story, and you will be heavily encouraged, bullied, into removing that reference. I can't even sneeze without getting banned or censored on YouTube. I just got unbanned from YouTube just moments ago. I'd been banned for 10 days, I believe, from YouTube. They did have the ban as infinite, but then that, for some reason it got set to 10 days, which I don't even think is a standard like banning time frame on YouTube. So we'll see how long I can post it. If you're watching this on YouTube, thank your lucky stars, because it might be one of the last things you can watch on YouTube because of my videos, because I'll get banned by Thursday. I know it. And sometimes it's all for political reasons. People disagree with my politics. People disagree with how the stories I report, even if they don't have my politics in them, make their favorite political idea look bad. This sort of thing just happens. And sometimes it's for business reasons. Right? The big tech companies and the major tech foundations, they do not want certain things exposed. Their finances, their dealings, some of the strange things they do internally, that hurts their business. But regardless, the number of people, organizations, and companies who adamantly want to silence the Lunduke Journal grows by the day. They want to not only silence the facts that I report, but my opinions as well. They view my words as dangerous, as an existential threat. And they've said so. There are numerous people who have spoken publicly about this and against me, and that's how they phrase things. They say that me reporting the truth is dangerous. It is an existential threat. Very scary. I am very, very scary to political activists, to big tech, and everything in between. I am dangerous. Now, here's the thing. I want to be very, very clear about something here. I'm not looking for any sort of pity. Not at all. Not in the slightest. These are significant challenges, to be sure. Oh my gosh. Is it enough to drive a man insane? But I tackle them willingly. In fact, in a way, all of this is very gratifying. Very gratifying. Because it means I'm doing something right. It warms my bosoms to know that I am doing something so right and so unique that it is driving major big tech corporations, political activists, and major tech foundations absolutely insane. Just the same, the challenges are significant, and I absolutely cannot do this alone. In order to succeed, to be able to continue getting these stories to the public, I need all of you. I just do. I can't do this by myself. Specifically, I need all of you for two critical things, two very, very important things. The first one is obvious: funding. Without ad revenue or big tech funding, I'm reliant entirely on subscriptions and contributions. If you have a few extra bucks, a couple of coins, a few buckazoids, a couple of crypto whatevers jangling around in your pocket or wallet, I can put them to good use to keep the lights on here at the Lunduke Journal. This is obvious. Every tech outlet is struggling. Every tech news outlet is struggling to stay alive. And they're taking those ad dollars. They're taking those sponsorship revenue. I mean, heck, you can't go to some tech outlets without being flooded by 3 autoplay popover videos, 47 banner ads, and all sorts of manner of dynamically moving around advertisements, so much so you can't even read the articles. And they're having a hard time staying afloat with all of that. When you read an article in the Lunduke Journal, it looks like this. This is what it looks like. Do you see any ads there? No. Look at all this. It's text. Sometimes with some pictures. That's it. No ads. And that makes it a little bit more difficult to stay afloat. So I need that funding. The only way this works is with all of you pitching in. And many of you have. So many of you have. You are amazing. You have helped make this possible so far, and I am confident that together we can make this work well into the future too. But the second way that I need all of you is spreading the word. As we talked about, every big tech outlet, every tech foundation, every major tech site, every tech news outlet, along with massive numbers of political operatives and extremists, are dedicated around the clock to making sure that articles and videos and even simple pictures from the Lunduk Journal are not allowed to be seen on most platforms. The only way around that, the only way to get this out there to people who don't already know about the Lunduk Journal is if all of you post it everywhere. That's the only way around it. And I'm not encouraging you to go out and start spamming people with links to the Lunduk Journal, but if you see an article and you liked it, if you see a video and you liked it, spread it. Post it to a forum. Post it to social media, any social media, all over the place. Post it to, send it to friends. Get it out there. Because the most prominently used avenues for spreading tech news and tech opinions are all but blocked to the Lunduk Journal because of this, because of the type of work that we do. That's just how it is. So those are the two ways you can help. If you haven't subscribed yet, now is the time. The Lunduk Journal is moving towards a system where we only promote the Lunduk Journal subscriptions and contributions and donations once a month, right at the beginning of every month. That way, the whole rest of the month can be dedicated to researching, writing, and publishing new articles, new videos, new leaked content from these big tech corporations all month long. But in order for that to work, that means that we've got to get a bunch of people coming in and subscribing and grabbing a subscription, a monthly subscription, a yearly subscription, a lifetime subscription, what have you. There's lots of options to the Lunduk Journal. I'll put links to all of this wherever you're seeing this video or hearing this podcast. But subscribing to the Lunduk Journal is easy. You can get a monthly or yearly subscription. That helps tremendously. Everything helps. You can grab a yearly triple pass. The Lunduk Journal is separated into three parts. The first is the Lunduk Journal tech site, lunduk.locals.com. It's all tech with little to no politics. If political stuff gets mentioned, it's an afterthought. We don't talk about my political leanings. We don't talk about yours. We just talk about the tech and the news around it. Then there's nerdyentertainment.locals.com, which literally is just fun entertainment stuff. Comics, movies, books. We have a movie club and a book club and all sorts of manner of just nerdy talking and hanging out. We have a good time there. It's basically a place for us to blow off steam and talk about entertainment with people who are part of the Lunduk Journal community, which is wonderful. And then there's the political side. We have a dedicated space for politics, so that way we can talk about the stuff, the news stories that are the most political without getting the politics in our happy tech. Right? Happy tech over here, politics over here. Conservativenerds.locals.com off to the side, and that's where all the political coverage goes. You don't have to be a conservative or liberal, left or right or whatever in order to read and enjoy those articles, but they do get pretty political. Now, you can get a yearly triple pass, which gives you access to all of those all at once, which is a great way to go. I highly recommend it. Or you can grab a lifetime triple pass so you can pay once and get access to all three sites and never have to pay another penny. That's pretty sweet. You can also, you get a little discount on that if you use Bitcoin because there's less processing overhead. You don't have the credit card processing fees and whatnot. So there's a little tiny discount if you pay with Bitcoin. All the links and the details are over there. If you would like to make a donation, if you would like to simply contribute to what the Lunduk Journal is doing, you can do that too, and there's two ways. You go over to lunduk.locals.com/support. Again, details are on this page here. I'll put the link up wherever you're getting the show. And you can pitch in however much you want as a one-time give once contribution. And it is greatly appreciated. Everything from a couple of bucks here to a bazillion dollars is appreciated. By the way, whoever decides to pitch in a bazillion dollars, you get a free high five. Every bazillion dollars gets you a free high five. And you can also donate via Bitcoin. There's a Bitcoin address and even a little QR code that you can scan and use to contribute. Whatever Bitcoins are jangling around in your Bitcoin wallet, you don't have much use for them, I guess, you can send them on into the Lunduke Journal, and we can put them to good use of reporting the truth of the tech media. And I just want to say thank you to everyone who has pitched in over the last few years as we've built up the Lunduke Journal. As the number of subscribers has grown, as the audience has continued to grow, and as we've made continually an increasingly large number of enemies, I want to thank you, because I could not do this without you. I absolutely could not. That's not some sort of weird platitude. That's not me playing to the base or sucking up to you. Really and truly, the only way this works is if I continue to hold big tech and these tech foundations accountable. I continue to investigate them. I continue to push. I continue to work with whistleblowers. And I continue to write all of the fun articles, like the history of computing articles that I write, which I just absolutely love. Because who doesn't need to know about the history of the smiley face? Or W, the Windows system that came before X? Right? Or weird Soviet personal computers. Because this isn't just about hard-hitting news. This isn't just about covering the only tech news that the tech news that no other outlet will cover. That's important. But the reality is, computing should bring us joy. And if you're anything like me, you're passionate about it. So correctly and accurately covering the history of computing is critical, and you will allow me to do that. So by reading and watching the Lunduke Journal, you are smarter than every other nerd out there, because you know what's happening in the big tech corporations. You know what's happening in the tech foundations, and you know the real history of computing. Not a bunch of myths about moths over here and whatnot and who they say the first programmer was. No. You know the real history. You know the fun history, the quirky history, the real computing history. And that's pretty important. So I want to thank all of you for making all of that possible. I absolutely could not do this without you. If you have not subscribed, do that now. Today's April 1st as I record this. I know it's April Fool's Day, but this is not an April Fool's joke. This is just me standing in front of you saying, I need your help. I need your help in pulling all this off, because every big tech company, most big tech foundations, and a huge number of political extremists don't want us speaking. And we need to keep doing it. I think the fact that they don't want us speaking is probably the reason we need to keep doing it. So thank you. Go, click, support, subscribe. If I could high five every one of you through the internet, I absolutely would. And thank you for making me able to do all of this work. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, nerds and nerdettes, across the intertube, I do declare, end broadcast.